This is Dr. Rebecca Givens. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So how are you again with the business? And what?
Good.
This is a stressful time. We talked about this a little bit last time.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm thinking you may have some ways to help a person like me de-stress a little bit.
Yeah. And so stress... We work with a lot of people that have chronic conditions. And what I mean by that is a lot of people that are suffering from chronic pain or peripheral neuropathy. So the chronic stress factor, and over time, the body can't really handle it. So it'll start to kind of, what I say, dysfunction.
Right.
And it'll come out in certain ways. So we see that even in, you know, skin conditions and insomnia and so many multiple things, that when we are able to calm the stress, then we're able to peel back that layer and get to the root problem as well. So we see a lot of people come in, especially this time of year, where there are other issues, whether they be digestive issues, pain issues, even a lot of women that are trying to get pregnant and everything. You know, stress does not help any of those things. So we see a lot of that, and acupuncture really helps to calm down the nervous system, helps people sleep, which, you know, is a time when our body needs to rest and replenish and heal and everything. And when we're under a lot of stress, sleep is not the priority of most people.
So, oh, no, yeah. I know. When you're staying up late wrapping presents or cooking pies,
yep.
One of the two.
Yep. Yeah, entertaining family and friends.
Keeping the house clean, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So the process of say, acupuncture, can it be a one-time visit, or is it most effective when you kind of come up with a program that's sort of an extended? Talk a little bit about
and
how that works.
So a lot of my patients, I would say probably 90% of my patients, I place on a treatment plan because there is chronic issues. And it's not like, you know, steroid injections where you might get just one injection and then it's, you know, done. You know, you don't come back for another 3 or 4 months. A lot of times we are wanting to get to the root of the problem. And of course we can't take away stress, but we can take away, or we can change how the body responds to the stress, the whatever it is. Because sometimes what you might think is stressful, I might not think is stressful, and vice versa. So the body gets used to being in this like fight or flight for long periods of time. So just
especially if you have a demanding job.
Yes.
And you
can't, and a lot of people can't just change it.
It comes for me, I know, having been in some demanding positions in the past, now that I'm semi-retired, the transition has been interesting because I wasn't even aware of the level of stress I had was maintaining, because it had become normal for me.
Yep. It's your normal
right
until something breaks in your body, right?
Yes.
Until something breaks down. And I mean, even because I worked as a nurse in the hospitals for 16 years.
Oh my God, I can't think of anything more stressful than that.
Yeah, and I just got used to that.
Yeah.
And then when I decided to transition to something else, I was like, my body was still stressed. And I'm like, I don't have anything to be stressed out about.
You could feel it though.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're like, my skin is crawling, but I don't have anything to be stressed about. Like, why am I? Or you start to create
it's
stress
residual.
In your life.
Yes.
So you can match that. And so with acupuncture, that helps to just change that brain-body connection of looking for the stress. We want to look for healthier ways and healthier decisions and everything. And that's not an overnight thing, because you didn't get to where you are until...
That's right, because it took a while to get there. Mm-hmm. All right, we have lots to talk about. This is a great topic for the holidays. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620 if you have a question for Dr. Rebecca Givens. And we'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is Friday after Thanksgiving. And I'm so pleased to have in the studio with us Dr. Rebecca Givens. And she is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So it's so good to have you here.
We were just
discussing how with our high stress jobs, the holidays, family, all that kind of stuff, we get to this level of stress in our bodies that feels normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, I'm not that stressed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like this all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's worked for me for so long.
Right, right.
It's worked until it doesn't, mm-hmm. and like something happens. And a lot of us get disconnected that, oh, the migraines is, I've always had migraines. So we have that story,
yes.
that I always have migraines, or I always have this pain.
Stomach
this
issue.
Pain. Yes,
yes, stomach.
Yes.
Oh, I always get an upset stomach.
Stomach issues. Mm-hmm. And then your body just learns that that's normal, you know, and your mind, and then there's like kind of a mind-body disconnect. And then, of course, I have patients that, okay, I'm going to look for, okay, medication's going to work for it, or this is going to work for it. And yes, it does. And I'm not, you know, knocking medications or surgeries or anything like that. Because sometimes that does work. That is
sure.
just like the key to the issue.
In some situations, thank God for that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And we need it right away because we need to function. We need mm-hmm. to go to work. We need to raise our kids. We need to, you know, get up every day.
Right.
But, you know, acupuncture and, you know, some of the other modalities we do is just a longer term solution mm-hmm. than just, you know, taking a pill.
And if I understand it right, it's kind of realigning the chemistry of the body. Is that
yeah.
the right way to say it?
Chemistry, the neurotransmitters.
Neurotransmitters,
yeah.
that's the
yeah.
word I was like, yes.
Yeah, so the neurotransmitters of the body. So
kind of like turning them off. You know how you have lights in your apartment?
Yes.
And you can turn them on high?
Yeah.
You have those little levers. I can't,
yeah.
I'm doing my hand up and down
yep,
like y'all
yep.
can see it. And then if you're dimming the lights in the dining room or not, but
yep.
isn't it kind of like that where you actually...
Yeah, and then
are
there are
it.
Some, sometimes I tell my patients it's kind of like a relationship. You know, you get kind of, you know, there's maybe one person that is stronger at certain things, and
mm-hmm.
so the other person just doesn't do it. So the body, like one side or the other, it kind of compensates
yeah.
for it all, and it's just always been that way, so it just always does it. So then when we start to heal the body and kick in those processes that are normal, that
mm-hmm.
are supposed to work. Sometimes it's like, oh, wait a second. Oh, I do feel good for 2 days straight. And then
and it's almost
you know,
uncomfortable because you feel good.
Exactly. Exactly. And then when patients start to get better, it's almost like, I think this is working, but I don't want to really get excited about it because if it goes back, then it's going to be harder for me. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will be back with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola right after the news break here on Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question, text it in, 850-437-1620.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Our number, 850-437-1620. Text in your questions. We have Dr. Rebecca Gibbons here. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So we just got a text in from one of our listeners. This is a great question because I suffer from this, and we were just talking off the air.
Yeah.
I suspect a lot of people in this community suffer
yeah.
from it. The question is, can acupuncture help with tinnitus?
Yes.
Just the ringing in the ears.
Yes. And it can help, definitely, not to completely take it away in my history or in my experience. But we have been able to significantly reduce that high-pitched noise. And some people have high-pitched and some people have low-pitched noise. But, you know, especially in our area, a lot of military work. You know, with
oh my
the
gosh,
jets and
yes.
the helicopters and the airports, like you had mentioned, you know, and we also found a lot of women after menopause or during menopause has like started to get this high pitched ringing.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know what causes that or is it just the body chemistry?
It might
chemistry,
be the hormone
or?
Changes in the body.
I've not ever heard that before.
Yeah. So I always, a lot of women that come in their 50s are like, yeah, I've had this high pitch. And it starts, it's usually like a, not like too intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while it starts to get really bad.
Well, it's like, funny because you get used to it.
Yes. Or you just find different ways like, like, oh, I have to have some white noise, mm-hmm. or, you know, I have to sleep with a fan or something, some kind of background noise, or you can't go to certain situations where you can't really tune it out or something, right. you know. But it does help to lessen, and it helps to lessen, like, the frequency. And sometimes people have it in one ear. Sometimes people have it in both ears.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. It seems like it's in both.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just one ear. And that might be a more structural thing in the ear that it's happening. But yeah, and then there's certain things that can make it worse, like especially stress or high blood pressure can make that ringing worse.
I think I've heard caffeine makes it worse sometimes too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because it constricts the blood vessels mm-hmm. within that area, and then it can cause the pitch to be higher.
Well, we have a whole generation, and myself included. I went to concerts not worrying about this. Yeah. The louder, the better, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Admitting that I used to walk around with a Walkman, full blast, and they don't have those anymore. But now everybody has those little pod things they put in their ears.
Yep.
And I was saying, I can't see how that's actually good for your ears to have the sound unfiltered coming into your ears like that.
Yeah.
So if I came to you and said, okay, Dr. Gibbons, I think I'm got tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the treatment? What does that mean? Then we say acupuncture in general, but then what would that mean? Like what might that involve?
Typically it takes a few treatments to get that under control. Again, it depends on how long it has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is your goal? I always ask patients, you know, what would you feel satisfied with? You know, I can't take everything away. You know, I can't take it away 100%. But would, you know, if we improved it by 50, 60, 70, 80%, would that work? And then, you know, they give me their goal, because I always want to manage expectations and say, okay, this is going to work, you know, in my experience, what I've seen, we might be able to get it about 50%.
That's pretty good,
and
though.
People
that
are
could
like,
be
yeah,
a life-changing
yeah,
difference.
Yeah, exactly. People are like, oh, that's fine. And then some people are like, I want it 100%. Otherwise, I just don't want to do it. And that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have our standards and expectations and everything.
Right.
And so I talk to all my patients about that, whatever they come in for,
mm-hmm.
you know, is it worth, because it is an investment and it is time, and it's an investment in your quality of life and your health. So it's, like I said before, it's not really a one and done, especially for tinnitus. It's a more difficult thing to treat, you
mm-hmm.
know, even in Western medicine, you know, we don't have a lot of tools.
No, there's not very many
yeah.
things, cures
yep.
for that at all, other
yeah.
than prevention.
Exactly.
And when you're 16 and listening to your favorite rock and roll band, you don't care
right.
about it.
You're up against a speaker and you're like, this is great.
It's the same thing with suntanning back in the day.
Yes,
you know, we didn't care.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But would they come in for a treatment? So we say a treatment. What does that involve?
Mm-hmm. So treatment, of course, we are always doing acupuncture. Like, that's
so
kind of our foundation. Yeah.
And they don't hurt.
No. They are very small. So a lot of people think of like the IV needles or injection needles in the hospital.
Yeah, those hurt.
So the acupuncture needles are much more specific mm-hmm. because there's about 400 different points on the body that we can use for whatever you're coming in for. And we place them in specific spots. There's usually like a protocol, but if you come in for tinnitus, you know, and then Sally comes in for tinnitus and you have it in both ears and she has it in one ear and you've had it for, you know, 10 years and she's had it for 2 years, I'm going to treat both of you differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be certain points that yes, these are specifically for tinnitus, but we also have to look at the whole picture of why did this happen to Sally? Why did this happen to you? You know, it's a much more specific related treatment plan specific for you, and not because we all don't fit in the same, you know.
No, I like to hear that, because I wasn't sure. Is it just, you know, one size fits all,
yeah,
or is this
no.
something very specific to each patient and each client's needs?
Yes, and that's why I require you to come in to talk. I can't diagnose you over the phone. You know, no doctor has ever been able to diagnose you over the phone. We do get that question, you know, what would be the treatment for this? And yes, it may be a diagnosis that you've received, but in our type of medicine, we don't just look at your diagnosis. Of course, we take that into account, but we also want to look at the whole picture. You know, what is your lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ask, you know, when going back to stress, you know, are you going to stay in that same job? are you, you know, is there any other life changes that are going to happen? Okay, well, if the stress is going to keep on coming, then it might take a little bit longer for us to resolve this issue, because we have to take into account, you can't change your job. You can't, you know, not be a mom, or you can't, you know.
Some stressors are kind of permanent, are there. Like children.
Exactly. But we have to work with that. Mm-hmm. Now, as somebody that's like, oh, I just quit my job and I'm starting my dream job and I still have migraines, I'm like, okay, well, we'll get somewhere faster. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just because the body does not heal the best under stress.
Right.
And so it takes a while to turn that ship around.
So how long is a typical session?
About 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, of course, when you first come in for a consultation, that's usually about 20, 30 minutes. And then we can typically get you in right away, you know, after that. It just depends on the scheduling and everything. And then we can start treatment that day. But, it's 30 minutes, you know, usually about 30 minutes after that. And what we do, we leave the needles in, and that helps to change the chemistry, the hormones, the, you know, inflammation, everything in the body.
It feels like to me in a weird, this is probably layman's terms, but sort of adjust the wiring in a way of your body.
Yep, exactly. Because, you know, I think the body is such it's a neurological, you know, we're an electrical system. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times acupuncture does help, you know, put the signal to the brain, and mm-hmm. the brain goes back to that body part like, okay, we need to like disrupt this malfunction, you know, and start functioning correctly again. So, and that sometimes just takes time.
Mm-hmm. And so you would come for the initial consultation, mm-hmm. and then come up with a plan for the treatment. The treatments are about 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and then it would just depend on the person then how many times they would have to come back. So there's no formula for this particularly.
No,
or is there a package thing?
Yeah.
Or?
And there's a lot of times I have patients come in at least 2 to 3 times a week for, you know, if it is a more severe case.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my patients, I want to see you a lot in the beginning because we want to make that shift. It's like building a muscle. You know,
right.
When you go to the gym, when you're training for a marathon, you have to be consistent and repetitive for mm-hmm. the body to change, for you to be able to reach that goal. But once you reach that goal, it's just like maintenance. It's just like your car. You know, you need to take it in for a tune-up and everything. So, yeah.
Okay, so we are talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, who is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We just had a great question about tinnitus. If you have a question for her, what could acupuncture, you have something that maybe could help you, text it in to us at 850-437-1620, and Dr. Gibbons will do her best to answer your question. So we've talked a little bit about tinnitus, and then what are some other things that you see most commonly in this mm-hmm. area?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been interesting. I've been seeing, of course, a lot of chronic pain and peripheral neuropathy. We've been getting...
And what is that exactly?
Peripheral neuropathy is when, like, the numbness or tingling or pain in your feet or your hands. And sometimes people have different sensations. And that's the nerves just starting to die in the feet and the hands. And it starts from kind of the tips, and then it starts to work itself up.
Can that happen to anyone at any age, or is that something that's more for like people over 50 or 60?
Yeah, and a lot of people think it is for older people that mm-hmm. have diabetes, but it's mm-hmm. not. You know, I have a handful of people that are diabetic and have diabetic neuropathy, and then I have other people that have gone through chemo or have had other heavy doses of medications for some kind of disease, and that can be what we call neurotoxic. And the neurotoxicity, if it goes, of course, it's going to fight the cancer or whatever, or the antibiotics are going to fight the virus or the bacteria, but it also has an effect on the nerves. And so some people, they start to feel the numbness, the tingling and pain. And mm-hmm. a lot of times when they're going to bed at night, you know, the pain gets worse. And so acupuncture really helps a lot with peripheral neuropathy.
And I would think it would affect your mobility too, if your feet are numb.
Yes. So that's a big thing because it takes away people's independence.
Mm-hmm. And balance too, I would imagine.
Yep. And yeah, that fall word is very scary for a lot of people because people want their independence. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to drive. They want to be able to do, you know, things that we take for granted, go to the grocery store, you know, just walk their dog, walk mm-hmm. with their play with their grandkids. And peripheral neuropathy just really steals that. You know, those abilities away from people. And then, you know, people start to get depressed and stressed. And that causes stress. And then it's just another loop
and the wheel
again.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have a question. This is a good question. Does insurance pay for treatment?
There are some acupuncturists that I believe are in network with, but you just have to check.
Okay.
And then you also have to check to see if your plan pays for out-of-network acupuncture. We're out-of-network with most acupuncture or with most insurance companies, but I know then Medicare also pays for some low back pain, but you just have to check to see what your plan is because, of course, they change, and I know it's the New Year's coming up, so a lot of people are redoing their plans and everything, but a lot of we're more like upfront payment, and then we can supply any super bills or any kind of codes or whatever for your insurance company for them to, you know, pay you back.
Okay.
But yeah, you just have to check with the acupuncturist as well to see if they are out of network or in network with your insurance company. And then, of course, always call your insurance company because, you know, you're their customer, and so they'll get back to you sooner than we will.
Great question. Will. Thanks for sending that in.
Yeah.
We're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons this morning on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So we've spent quite a bit of time talking about acupuncture, but you do offer other therapies. Mm-hmm. So if I've gone to their website, and you can too, at awpensacola.com, and check out pricing there. You can find out more about what is offered. But now I'm a little intrigued because I wish I could say I know all these things, but I don't.
Yeah.
ATP resonance biotherapy and also Q03 reboot therapy.
Yes.
So these are two things I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that, because these sounds like clearly other options for wellness.
So, and a lot of times we incorporate those, the ozone and the ATP.
Oh, ozone. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, the O3, sorry.
I was laughing. Okay, that makes sense.
No, sorry.
I should know that. I had chemistry in high school.
It's such a formal way to say it.
Ozone. So what does that mean? Ozone,
so
interesting.
Ozone therapy in with different, like, for brain fog. So say somebody comes in and they're having like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. Of course, we're going to incorporate acupuncture, but then we also add on or layer on some other things. So if I say, okay, I think this person is going to need another extra boost, we'll add on ozone.
So what is that?
So ozone is an antibacterial, antiviral, and it helps. We either use it, you know, with like an oxygen, like a nasal cannula.
It is a gas.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And of course, ozone directly is, we don't do it directly because it can be toxic to the lungs and everything,
mm-hmm.
but we do it in a way so it helps clear up the brain fog. It helps clear up migraines and allergies, especially.
So it's
just an addition to.
So when I have brain fog in the morning, you could come in here every morning and help me get my show started by hooking me up to that.
Yes.
That would be a little more good.
Yes, I know. Don't we all have brain fog, especially today?
I'm feeling very sugar fog today after that pie and stuffing and everything. So.
And we use it in a couple of different ways. So we can use it like a stethoscope through the ears, and it helps.
Wow.
Yeah, and it helps just to clear out some. I have a lot of people with, of course, allergies and then ear issues,
sure.
and kids too.
Well, here especially allergies and mold
yep.
and just everything.
Yep. And sometimes, especially for the kid population, you know, we can use these other things because, you know, you can explain that needles aren't going to hurt until you're blue in the face, mm-hmm. and they're going to be like, no, please.
Right.
And so again, you just have to meet the patient where they're at. And then the ATP is, it's another boost. It's kind of like watering a plant. So
what does the ATP stand for?
So it's...
now that I got the ozone wrong.
ATP is something, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong if I do try it, but it is something that, so going back to biology, the cell, there's the mitochondria of the cell.
And I that's remember
like
that, yes.
The workhorse of the cell. Mm-hmm. And ATP is kind of like the gas. So sometimes the mitochondria is not able to produce the ATP as well. And so cells don't communicate to each other. They don't mm-hmm. function as well. So this is the ATP is like a microcurrent, and it helps to boost the cells to make them work a little bit better than they want, than they are doing. So we'll add that together with the acupuncture as well. Or, you know, if people are very adverse to needles, we'll just do the ATP.
And how long are those treatments typically?
Same. So we'll put them on as we're doing the acupuncture, mm-hmm. or if we're not doing acupuncture with it, it'll be about 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, there's still hope for me.
There's always hope. That's kind of our motto. You know, a lot of people are like, I've tried everything. You're my last hope.
You do get hopeless after a while because sometimes Tylenol just doesn't cut it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, no offense to my Tylenol friends, really.
And then when you're told no, you're just going to have to live with it.
That's the worst.
Or so many patients, especially lately, I have patients that come in, they're like, my doctor just told me that I'm old and that I'm just going to have to. And I was like, they did not.
Yes,
You're not old. You're still living. So why not have a good quality of life while you're still alive? So, you know, you're not. Don't put yourself in the coffin.
Well, people, I think, dismiss a lot of things.
Yes.
In two categories, getting older and menopause.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're just menopausal.
Yeah, yes.
Get over it.
Or you're just PMSing.
Pass.
Yes. You're just PMSing. Oh, you don't have to feel like that. Yep.
Sorry, guys. We're digressing into that.
We went there. but I had an patient that had infertility, we're working with her with that, and she's just like, this is how, you know, they just told me this is just how it's supposed to be, and you know, I just have to accept it. Mm-mm. And we're just another option. We can work with your medical doctor, or we can work, you know, like in a different direction as well, because I have patients that are doing in vitro fertilization to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then we also work during that process, and then there's some people that just want to get pregnant naturally, and so we work.
As I see on your website, you have it labeled as life fertility biotherapy. Mm-hmm. So what does that involve?
Is it
the same idea?
It's the same. It's like another treatment plan. Mm-hmm. And so if we're doing IVF, we're working with patients that are going through IVF, we go and have to go in one direction because we have to consider all the different hormones and the schedule and everything. And then if they're trying to go naturally, I can incorporate more like herbal medications and stuff in with that. But I don't tend to do a lot of supplements or herbal medications in with the IVF because they're already having a lot of like different hormonal injections.
Mm. That
makes
sense.
And they're on a schedule, and I don't want to interrupt with that. So that's what I mean by, you know, I want to work with the medical doctors, you know, not to disrupt their plan, but to enhance the chances of them getting pregnant
and
through IVF.
That impresses me because you do have that Western medical background.
Yep.
And you can take these Eastern philosophies, herbs, these sciences that have been around for centuries, but with your actual, you know, Western background, you can now find that perfect, like, treatment that includes both. So you're benefiting from both, not exclusive.
Right. I know when to stay in my lane, and I know when I have to pass the semi. So
and that's I mean, that makes me feel better. I think that's great because you don't know. I don't know if you can be certified as an acupuncturist. Can you?
No, it's a license. So
license,
we went, so school is about 3.5-4 years.
And
And then for Florida, we have 4 different boards that we have to take.
Oh, gosh.
So it is an extensive, you know, there's some like, I believe physical therapists and chiropractors, they have quite a little bit less time, mm-hmm. You know, in training for that. And they'll do more like dry needling and everything, which is a different technique. I do dry needling as well.
What does that mean, if you don't mind my
asking? So it's just, a little bit, like, I'll use it more for, like, athletes. So it is, you know, manipulating the needle. The needles mm-hmm. are a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. You manipulate it, and you don't retain the needle. So we don't keep the needles in for the full 30 minutes.
Oh, that's
interesting. So I'll do the dry needling. And it's a lot of times, it's a lot of muscular issues that athletes may have and everything. So it's just a different way to get the muscles to release or to realign and everything again. So.
This is fascinating to me. Yeah. This is a whole world I know very little about.
That's why we have to go to school for so long, because there's so many different techniques and stuff for it. Yeah.
But it is hopeful. And I do. I have had relief from acupuncture in the past. And mine, the two things I was dealing with were allergies and headaches.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge relief.
Yeah, especially in your field. You know, you don't have time for that.
It's time for a headache.
You can't have time. Yeah. No.
They don't let me take the day off. Sorry, I have a headache.
No, or you can't just sit here and not talk and be like, I have a headache. Sorry. You guys fill in the space.
You're on your own. You're on your own. So we've been talking with the delightful Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Give us your website, phone number, and your location one more time as we wrap up the hour.
We are at 6706 North 9th Street, Suite E2. And then you can call us at 850-530-1028. And our website is www.awpensacola.com.
What are your clinic hours?
So we are there Monday through Friday. And then typically through mornings and early afternoons. And then I have a couple of evening times as well.
Oh, excellent. That's good for the 9-to-5ers. Yes. Okay, very good. Again, we've been talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Thanks for coming in on the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. I appreciate
Thank
it very
you for
much.
Having me.
And if you want to look up, you can go to the website at awpensacola.com. So thanks again.